You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, he is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
Definition of courage is doing the unpopular to accomplish the unforgettable. Definition of courage, doing the unpopular to accomplish the unforgettable. That's how Jesus lived. Can y'all see him doing some unpopular stuff? I mean, you know, you got a blind man, and he spit on the ground. Jesus spit on the ground and made clay of it and put it on his eye. Was that unpopular? But did it accomplish? Going in the temple, where it's supposed to be a house of prayer, turning over, when you mess with people's money, say, mess with people's money. Things can get a little ugly. So he went in there and messed it up because he said, no, this is a house of prayer. So he did the unpopular to accomplish the unforgettable. People still talking about him now based off the things that he did. People talking about some stuff you've done that was unpopular. I'm not talking about the wrong stuff. Yeah, we know how that works. I'm not talking about the wrong stuff. Did you know what she did or he did? We're talking about good stuff. Everybody okay? Number two, let me give you these two things before I get started because I'm fired up, man. I'm excited. Got my war outfit on and everything. You know what I'm saying? I had a whole dressing team come in and say, Pastor, you look all right, but you just got to make this adjustment. They brought the clothes in, fit me, and they outvoted me and everything. So I got my war outfit on. That's it. Thank you, Jazz. And who else? Well, Jazz, Shay, and Ashley. Yes, sir. They look out there, Pastor. I get the pants test before I come out, Jazz. Test. I said, Dad, they're too baggy. They're too baggy. You need some skinny jeans. So thank you, Jasmine and crew. All right, the second thing about leadership. Now, listen close to this, okay, because people can get offense to it, Sharon. Check it out. Jesus was an incredible leader because he didn't need people. Now, I'm going to explain what that means. When you need people to accept you, you can't be a leader. When you need people to approve of you, oh, you're doing such a great job. Now, great jobs are nice, but if that's the only way that you can lead is that you got to be popular, you got to be accepted, talking to you too, you can't lead like that. Because you're saying that I can be swayed by how popular I am. If I need people to be a leader, then I'm in the wrong job. Because how many of you guys know people were praising Jesus? And then all of a sudden they said what? Crucify him? So as a leader, sometimes you're going to come into a position where people are going to say crucify him. How many of y'all know that you get a little upset with folk when they correct you? Raise your hand. Okay, so this side being honest, what about this side? So at that time, you're not popular. But if you need people to approve of you all the time based off your decisions, we got issues. So let them be upset with you a little while. But over time, as they grow, as they grow, say they grow. You'll recognize that, look, okay, well, they did that because they love me enough to speak to me. Because how many of us try to run the other way? Well, I don't want to confront this. I got one in the back. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We run the other way because we don't want to confront stuff because we need people. We need to be liked. We need to be accepted. We need to be approved. What else we need? If y'all want to be honest, I'll just shout it out. What else we need? Love. Love me. Compliment me. I want to be one of them. Who said? What is it? Validate. Validate me. Write this down while we're at it. And I hadn't even got started yet. Love does what's best for the other person. I mean, true love does what's best for the other person. That's not, love doesn't do what's popular for the other person. It does what's best for the other person. Amen? All right, that was a half a sermon right there. All right, let's do our opening confession. In Jesus' name, amen. We're talking about spiritual growth. So you know once you plant it, you're supposed to grow, right? So when you accepted Christ, you have an obligation or opportunity. Let's say opportunity to grow. So I'm doing a teaching that I'm really excited about. I'm excited about every teaching you give me. You know, I say that each week because I am excited. But what I want to talk about is how to grow spiritually. So first, in order to find out where you are, let's find out where you are first. So it's like five stages of spiritual growth. Let's find out where you are first. And then, so focus on where you are. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't focus on where somebody else is. Find out where you are. Because who's responsible for your growth? Okay, all right. So we're going to find that out. And then we're going to see how I take you through steps of once you find out where you are, how you can grow. Okay? All right. So I love this scripture. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 through 7. It says, my counsel for you is simple and straightforward. Just go ahead with what you've been given. I'm going to stop right there for a second. So what have you been given in Christ? He just said, go ahead with what you've been given. Have you been given? I mean, do you know how to pray? How you pray? It's a real question. Huh? Okay, give me a mic. Give me a hand. Go ahead with what you've been given. I just want to focus on what have you been given. And I'm not looking for somebody else's answer. I'm looking for your answer. Okay? You ask for it, you got it.
We've learned to pray his promises. Okay. So he gave us a whole book of things that he agreed to do.
Okay.
But he wants us to give them back to him.
Okay. So, Nicole, what's a sickness promise for healing? Y'all help out.
Look at y'all.
See, y'all help. See? Go ahead. Okay.
By his stripes, we are healed.
Okay. All right. So whose name am I supposed to pray in?
Jesus.
Okay. So can you give them a short example of, I'm praying by his stripes I'm healed. So I'm getting ready to pray it. And so that's a promise. That's what you said, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Father, I thank you that my edges grow back because your words say that by your stripes, I am healed, which means wholeness, which means my follicles are lining up with your word even right now, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
So you pray to the Father in whose name? Not your name, in Jesus' name. So she just gave an example of go ahead and do what you've been given. You follow me? So she don't need to call anybody else up to pray about healing if she already knows the scripture about healing. So he said, go ahead and do what you've been given. Somebody else had a hand up over here.
I was just saying it's the conversation.
A conversation. That's what prayer is. So give him an example of a conversation with God.
Dear Lord, help me to not get weary and faint in this job search.
Okay.
Lord, help me to do my job unto you and not unto man. And help me to be thankful for what I have in this moment. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Follow me? So I just want to go over what we have. Who else want to talk about what they have? Okay.
So what I have is the Holy Spirit.
Okay. All right.
So he's given me the opportunity to have the Holy Spirit. I invite the Holy Spirit in to guide me, to direct me, to help me make decisions.
Okay.
To give me truth.
Okay. All right.
Even about myself.
Okay. Uh-oh. Oh, you mean the Holy Spirit to tell you about yourself?
Yes.
So give us an example, Teresa, of how you use the Holy Spirit to help you see yourself. So I just want to let y'all know, whatever y'all say, y'all going to pray. Or y'all going to do. Okay? All right?
So, for example, you know, if I'm feeling convicted.
Okay. All right.
About maybe something I said.
Okay, all right.
Oh, how I said it.
So say you snapped on somebody. Is that the correct word, or you shaded somebody? Is it shaded? Okay, I just messed with y'all.
And so, for example, if I do something like that and I'm feeling some kind of way about it, I'll say, Holy Spirit, you know, I'll ask the Holy Spirit, so about where are you in this?
Okay, all right.
And show me what I did that I shouldn't have done.
Okay.
Or how should I have said it differently? How could I have said it differently? Or did I say it in a way that I shouldn't have said it?
Gotcha. Okay.
So I need your guidance on this, Holy Spirit. I need you to tell me now what it is I need to do differently.
Okay.
Or do I correct this? Do I ask for forgiveness? And he'll tell me.
Okay. All right.
Quickly.
All right. What else we got?
What it says, just go ahead with what you've been given. So I do my best to thank God for what I already have. So I believe in God for a new car, but hey, I've already thanked him for that. I've already prayed over that. So now I'm just going to say, well, thank you, God, for my car that it's running, that it turns on, that my tires are doing well, that our seat belts buckle. You know, I'm thanking him for what he's already given me.
Okay, because to them that have shall be given.
Yes.
Best time to get a car is when? Okay. All right, anybody else? Michelle in the back. We're just talking about doing with what you already been given. Because, you know, Lord, I want more. I want more of your anointing. I want more of your power. But are you doing anything with what I already gave you?
When I'm approaching a job.
Okay.
When I hit the scene, as I'm approaching, I ask for the mind of Christ.
Okay.
Because I don't know what I'm coming into.
Okay.
And I got to figure out the scene and shoot it.
Okay.
In fast time.
Okay.
So I ask them, you know, I say that I have the mind of Christ.
Okay.
And that he is the author and finisher, and he actually created photography because it's just bending light. So, Father, show me how to bend this light right now in Jesus' name.
Amen. Y'all got it? Amen. What else? What else have you guys been given? Thor?
He's given us authority.
Okay. Ooh.
So I use that authority when Drew was not feeling his best.
Okay.
And I took that authority and I spoke to the infection, the disease. The
well, tell us how you show us.
Okay.
Nicole wants to hear it.
Nicole
Sharon wants to hear it. I want to hear it. Y'all want to hear it? Yeah. Let's see what he said.
All right. So I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over every infection, every disease, every germ, every bacteria that's attached to his body.
Okay.
And I call his body to line up to your perfection, the way you created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction in his body right now in Jesus' name.
All right. See how that worked? All right, what else have you been given? Sharon?
God has given me his angels to keep charge over me and to protect me in the way that I would use it. Just something recently that happened. Okay. I was going to DMV to replace a tag that had come off in the car wash. And DMV is one of those places where sometimes people have to. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I said, I dispatch my angels right now in the name of Jesus. There's limited parking in the front. I said, I dispatch you angels to go forth and find me a parking space in the front of the building.
Come on now.
And save it for me until I get there.
Close.
In the name of Jesus.
Okay.
And when I get there, there's a car pulling out.
Uh-oh.
And I'm pulling right in.
Oh, go ahead.
Not only that, when I go inside, there is a line from here to Kingdom Come. And the policeman is going down the line saying, you know, what are you here for? What are you here for? I'm at the end of the line.
Uh-oh.
And I say, I'm here to just get another tag. He said, come with me. Follow me. I bypass everybody. Go to the front of the line. I know that that was God.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. So y'all go ahead and find the scripture. Find the scripture. Aren't not all angels ministering servants of them who've been called to salvation? Now, thank you, in Hebrews. You got it? Yes, ma'am.
Mine's I've been really struggling with.
Okay.
I've been in denial for a long time about it.
Say denial.
But one thing that God said, just go ahead with what you've been given is I enjoy doing hair and makeup.
Okay.
And so I'm working right now, but there's been some limitations on that. And the reason that is the Holy Spirit's revealed to me because I've got something bigger and greater for you.
Okay.
I want you to do what I've put in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those things is hair and makeup.
Okay.
And so I was told by my manager that they may, you know, that I'm doing a wonderful job, but being that I'm pregnant, they don't know if I'll be able to come back, etc. So I'm like, okay, God, all right now, what's going on? I just prayed for this job and now you're telling me. So one thing is that was in my heart is that God is committed to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I prayed and said, well, Father God, I know I love hair and makeup. This is what I really want to do, and I know that you are committed to me in Jesus' name. You are committed to me. So that's what I'm going with. And
okay.
I've been studying and doing what I need to do so that way I could start doing more hair and makeup.
Okay. All right. So God gave a warning. She didn't just have the baby and then come back and is looking for a job with the company she just left from. He's warning her ahead of time. So then it's up to her to make a decision what she's going to do with what the warning was. I got, okay, in the back, I see you.
The scripture you asked for is Hebrews 1:14. In the Amplified, it says, are not all the angels ministering spirits sent out by God to serve, accompany, protect those who will inherit salvation? Of course they are. And the message is pretty good, too.
Okay, what does the message say?
The message says, isn't it obvious that all angels are sent to help out with those lined up to receive salvation?
Is that you? So your angels, you can put them to work. Curly go in the store all the time, and she'll see one of something, and she say, I need two. Angels go for. Now, she in the candle section. Where are all the candles at? In the candle section. So she'll say, angels, go forth and find me the other one. Holy Spirit say, go over into the towel section, and she'll find that. Curly, am I lying on you? She'll go over and find, just want to make sure y'all understood what she's been given. So she'll go in the towel section and find the candle. How do I know that? Because she called me praising God in the store. Glory to God, he did it again. All right, Jay.
From one Jasmine to another, just letting you know that not only did God warn her, but God may have provided you with a lawsuit because that's wrongful termination.
Yes.
So if they try to do that, come see me.
Oh, there it is, the lawyer within. All right, everybody got it? Yes, ma'am. Yes. What you been given?
He's given me the ability to rebuke the devil.
Okay. All right. Tell us how you do it.
I just say, in Jesus' name, I rebuke you and get away from me, get away from my house, get away from the situation. You don't have any power, you know, and that I have all power through Jesus Christ. It strengthens me.
Okay.
And then the other thing is he has given me peace in the midst of a storm.
Okay, amen.
So I just got to remember that no matter how bad the storm is, I have peace. All I have to do is ask for it.
Okay. Claude, how are you feeling? Okay. Carla, can you show us what laying on hands looks like? Come on up, Claudia. Now, just go ahead with what you've been given. I've been given the word of knowledge. That means I can sense, see, and understand things before someone even tell me that it's happening. So what did I just do? Operated in what I was given. Lord, give me some music, brother. So you guys can stretch out your hand. That's the sign of agreement. Okay? Just go. They're better. He's amazing, man. He's concerned about everything that concerns us. I mean, Nicole's talking about a hair. What were you saying? Her edges. He's concerned about her edges. If he's concerned about a counter for Curly, wouldn't he be concerned about an edge for her? Man, I'm telling you, I love him, man. You receive Christ Jesus, the Master, now live him. What do you mean, live him? Would he lay hands on the sick? Will he rebuke a storm? Well, we supposed to live him. God, let me just talk to you for a second. Okay, y'all ready? All right, so if you're married, you're not supposed to live a single life. So I just thought I would bring it down, Faith, to the level that we at. So if you hung around Billy Bob as a single man and you and Billy Bob used to go to the club and do special things, what would we be doing at the club? Trying to get the girl. Billy Bob might not be your best partner now that you married. You got to cut Billy Bob loose. Because if you marry, why are you living a single life? How come your spouse don't know where you at 2 o'clock in the morning? Porter, can I talk a little while? How come she or he don't know where you are at 2 o'clock in the morning? Well, I don't have to tell her where I'm going. You live in a married life. You got to let the single life go. Anything else y'all want to know about married life? There is a level of accountability in marriage. My wife should know where I'm at, and I should know where she is. She should be able to grab my cell phone at any time and know the code. Say the code. What have you got to hide from your spouse? He should be able to grab her cell phone and know. Let me tell you something about a married life. Whoever you dated, y'all not friends no more. What you got to talk to them about if you married what you said was, and this is a worldly term, your soulmate? I don't know about that, but anyway, let me just stay to the married life, okay? Come on, tell me. When you live a single life, you have it your way. You're not at, who is that, McDonald's or Burger King? Burger King. When you marry, it's called compromise. Last night, my wife was tired. I'm a little tired, but I told you I wanted to go to this restaurant. My wife reminded me with through her sleepy eyes. Honey, you said you wanted to go today. My compromise? No, honey, we can go tomorrow. She said, no, but you said you wanted to go today. It was a test. She passed the test. Single life, you don't have to compromise. What are you going to do? Don't worry. I'm going to go. You stay there. You go here. So he's telling us, stop living the life that you were living before you met me. Everybody should know that you are a Christian. Not just based off what you say, but how you live. Any other challenges single women or single men face? That when you get married, you got to make that adjustment? Might come your way. I got one over here.
This just happened last night.
Okay, tell us about it. Look, she listened. She managed.
Married people should not be on dating apps.
Oh, no, you didn't say it. Nicole, you saw.
So the Holy Spirit is amazing. This guy sent me a message, and I went to his profile. Uh-huh. And he linked his wife's page to his profile. So I said, why is he sending me a message if he is married?
Whoa. Okay.
Somebody said they're looking for a third.
Huh?
Yeah, some people do that.
What?
Looking open marriages.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The devil's a lie. Anyway. I forgot what the question was. Oh, things that you need to stop doing when you get married.
Okay.
So some people may not be used to having one partner.
Okay.
If you catch what I'm saying.
Got you. Okay. Can you bring porn in the now that you're married? I mean, you and porn had a thing going on as a single man or woman. Are you supposed to bring porn into your bedroom? If you can't fantasize about the person you married to, because see, that stuff is a whole bunch of lies. Person having sex for 15 hours and all that kind of stuff. Come on, man. Yes, sir. I don't have no children here, do I? So I can talk to people, right? Come on, man. Position 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, upstairs, downstairs. I mean, all this stuff going on. That's a bunch of lies. When you love somebody, you ain't lasting no 2 hours. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Sure, can I talk? Ed, can I talk? Can I talk, boy? Because, see, the anointing is in the sex act because he said the bed is undefiled. So you ain't doing no 2 hour stuff. I'm just telling y'all. Any husbands and spouse in the house confirm what I'm saying, or y'all gonna act special? They're going quiet on me. They're going quiet on me. See, but remember, I don't need people to confirm me. Uh-oh. It's the real deal, man. You looking at that stuff, and then you expect your wife to do what that woman did. And she getting paid to act. Your wife is paid to love. Don't get me started. Something going on with some marriages, Tim. That's why I got to talk about this thing. Y'all understand the difference between lust, right? Lust desires demands at the expense of others, where love gives at the expense of self. Y'all okay? This marriage seminar right here. Anything else? Anything else y'all want to talk about? I'm just still talking about now live like hell. Now live like you're married. Now live like you're single. If you're single, you got other stuff you can do now. Just get out your mama's house. I just need to tell some people that. Get out your mama's house. If you graduated and you're in college, you need to be out your mama's house. Is it okay to talk to y'all? You said all your life, I can't wait to graduate so I can move out. Well, why are you still in? Because when you're single, you get to decorate the house the way you want to, right? When you're married, you do compromise. But I'm going to tell y'all something now. Y'all can get upset with me. When I counsel you and she has her house and you got your house, I'm going to tell that couple you need to sell both houses and buy one. Because if you don't, it's still always whose house? My house. My job is to find the crack in the armor and expose it. That's one of the biggest ones, boy, I'm telling you. If you got your child and then he has his child, he does not correct your child and you do not correct his child. You make a suggestion behind the scenes, but you look like you one front. Y'all understand what I mean by one front? Because his child is going to try to turn you against, and her children are going to turn you against. You can say Billy was a little, you know, tough to me right there, honey. You need to straighten that out. Because what's she going to say? You won't talk to my child like that. He going to say, you won't talk to. I mean, I'm just talking about, I'm going to keep coming back to live him. Y'all follow? Okay, good. Oh, got a question. Okay, here it come. Here it come.
My question is, what if their child is an adult now?
Okay.
But them and the mom stay on the phone discussing stuff and act like it's none of your business.
Ooh.
So what do you do with that?
Okay. All right. So say it again. Y'all listen. Pay attention. All right. All right. We getting the data. Okay. The data says. Okay. Okay. Say it one more time. All right.
So there's an adult child. Well, she's not a child. She's an adult.
Okay.
And so the dad and the mom, if something happens, they discuss it. But it's like it's none of your business. Like, that's a separate life. It's none of your business.
None of the wife's business.
Right.
Okay. So the adult should, it's a nice word. No, the adult has the opportunity to say, mom or dad, whoever they're talking to, that's between you and mom. I'll pray for you, but I don't need to hear you talking about my mother. No, it's not that. Okay, so y'all help me out then.
No, not his mom.
Well, that's not what we wanted to bring forth, sister.
No, so.
Okay, here it come. Y'all help me out now.
There's an adult child from another relationship before I was around.
Okay, so your daughter.
So he's on the phone with his daughter's mom every day like they're best friends, and they discuss her and stuff, but it's none of my business is what he basically acts like.
Okay, so you tell me from your perspective. Okay. Okay, all right, go ahead.
Oh, man, come on, man. No, I have a 24-year-old daughter before I met Tamika.
Okay, all right.
And, you know, I think I don't tell her what I talk to my daughter's mom about.
Okay.
A lot of times, you know, we still cool.
Okay.
But it's a lot of times about my daughter. So okay. I guess I don't volunteer any information.
Okay.
So I think she asked me, what are you talking to her about? Why are you talking to her so much and stuff like that?
Okay.
And sometimes I tell her about my daughter,
You
know, but I think she don't like me talking to her, I guess, because my daughter's 24, but that's still my daughter.
Gotcha. Okay.
If something's going on with my daughter,
okay,
I need to know.
Okay.
You know, and I think I don't do a great job at maybe communicating that way, but that's, I have a daughter outside of you. That's still my daughter.
Gotcha. Okay.
Can't shut down that you know, that's my daughter.
Okay. All right. I see what you're saying. Okay. So I need you to ask the Holy Spirit, when did it get unhealthy? When is my conversation with my ex? So do you talk to the mom too?
Yeah, I talk to the mom.
Okay. When?
My daughter's mom.
Right. When is that unhealthy? For my relationship, my current relationship. So all you do is ask the Holy Spirit, when is my discussions and how often my discussions are unhealthy for my current relationship? So hold on. I didn't say deny your daughter, because that's your daughter, and you're supposed to talk to your daughter. But I'm saying daughter's mom.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
To me, it always helps because I wouldn't disrespect my wife
like
that. You get what I'm saying? I should be able to talk to whoever I want, and she should be able to trust me.
Okay. All right.
You know, you should be able to trust the fact that I would never disrespect our union, what we have.
Okay.
Because you're assuming or you're thinking the negative. Why would you think the negative?
Gotcha. Okay.
You see what
so
I'm
the
saying?
Question
That's
I have opinion. Is when you say, I would never disrespect, my wife should trust me. Mm-hmm. So if we have a clean slate where trust has always been good for us, then we good. But if trust has been an issue in our relationship, then I have to walk a different way.
Okay.
So had trust been an issue in y'all's relationship before?
Oh, it has been before, but I thought we sat down, we've got paddle. You said once you put something to bed, it should stay to bed.
Okay.
So apparently
it's not in the bed.
It's not in the bed.
Okay. You see
right?
what I'm saying?
You see, right. Uh-huh. So we have had some trust issues.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I thought that we was past all the things. I thought we had a clean slate.
Okay.
Coming from you, like you said, if you talk about something and you put the bed, can't go back and pick and choose when it's convenient for you.
Okay. So it's not in the bed. It's out the bed.
Apparently not.
Yeah, this is
my first hint.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Y'all got it? So if our relationship have had an issue of mistrust or trust, then what happens is trust, write this down. Let me say it first. Let me say it. Once trust is broken, it has to be earned. when you ask somebody to forgive you, that doesn't mean I'm going to trust you again. You follow me? Because that's an unhealthy boundary. So once trust is broken, it has to be earned. So it takes a while to build back trust. And this is my rule of thumb. A lot of people don't agree with it. Let's say, and I'm not saying this in your situation. So let's say if a person had an affair and it took 6 months in that relationship, when the other person finds out about it, they have 6 months to forgive them. You follow me? Because the same amount of time you was in the relationship, I now have the same amount of time to walk in forgiveness and trust towards you. You follow me? A lot of people don't want to hear that because you had 6 months on your relationship part of me. I just found out yesterday, and you expecting me to forgive you and act like everything okay. Real. Say real. Okay. So y'all need to talk about it. All right? Okay? And so if I can be of service, let me know. Just take Carol and I to a different restaurant this time. Okay. They took us to a restaurant, boy. I'm telling you, you had to make this, mix this, do this. I don't know what I had, but I ate it. Okay, but anyway, Tamika, you all right with me?
I was going to save this for Pastor After Hours or whatever, but
can you
explain to us, okay, don't think like Pastor, think like how you were when you were younger.
Wild and young.
Yeah. So how come it seems males have an issue with being a united front with their female? Like, for example, if I don't mess with Ashley, but Corey has a friendship with Ashley, and then I tell him, well, I feel some type of way, don't be talking to her, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, she didn't do anything to me. Okay. Like, what is it about them in their head that they can't get? Like, what is it about that they don't understand? Like, if I don't like somebody, you can speak, smile, walk free, keep it moving. Okay, but if I don't feel comfortable with you addressing this person, having long conversations when it's just y'all two near the bar, you know, like stuff like that. Right. Like, how do you?
Right. So, Corey, can you answer?
No. That was just an example.
No, I'm just asking the men. Okay. Can y'all answer that? So y'all heard the question? Okay. Okay, you think you got a question? You think you got the answer? Okay, all right. So the question was, how come men don't see when their conversation with a female is bothersome when it bothers the spouse?
And then when you tell them that it's an issue, then they still continue to converse with this person.
Okay, all right, gotcha. No, you go ahead. you roll with her, right? Okay, yeah. Yeah, you better, yeah. Pass the mic, bro. You might want to let somebody else. Yeah. Unless you know people in here well enough to get a ride. Yeah, bro, yeah. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Speaking as a man, I think that it appears to be a problem with men not when they have this kind of issue. I think that it's a man not being complete with his wife, which means he's supposed to be whole and one with her.
Okay.
If you're one with her, you understand if she has an issue, you should be able to understand that issue.
Okay.
And if she's your one, then you shouldn't have a problem with what she says because you're one with her.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's discord completely, and that's a serious problem.
Okay.
So I think men do have an issue of being one.
Okay.
Even though they say they want being one with the person.
Okay, so we want to save a little part.
We want to save some.
Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about, right?
Which is always a problem.
Save that little piece. I appreciate it.
It's always a problem.
Okay, all right. You ready? Okay, so you might have to call Uber. But.
All right, so I think mainly.
In 24 hours, we don't see you. Thank you, sir. Thanks for sharing.
I think mainly it's, I think it depends. Right. If it's
look, she looking to you. Look,
I think, Lord. Okay. Great. There's a logical side. Men think logically. Okay. Right. And okay. Here we go. So this is just my understanding. You know.
Okay.
I'm still growing in this area, but logical and emotional.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're having an issue with someone, a female. Okay. And there hasn't been a sign of discord between the person and the other person. Sometimes a man will say, okay, well, what happened? Okay. You know, what's going on?
Okay.
because I haven't experienced this, so what's really going on? And sometimes we want to avoid the emotional part of it and see the logical side of it. And sometimes we may ask that person, hey, what's why are you not getting along with my girl? And, you know, maybe it's just, I don't know.
Okay.
Let me just go ahead and give you the mic.
Okay, all right, all right, all right. He still got it right. He still got it right. All right, anybody else? Yeah. Okay, okay, okay.
I think as men, as a part of us that says, you know, we looking at, like you said, what's wrong? You know, you don't like her, but I don't know. She ain't done nothing to me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I could be cordial enough to talk to her.
Gotcha,
because, you know, it's not, I look at it like maybe Tamika, like, that ain't that serious. You be all right.
Okay.
I, you know what I'm saying? But again, emotional, like I said.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Well, I'm just gonna say this.
Okay.
So I feel that just like how men know men, women know women.
Ooh.
We just gonna talk about that for a little bit. Okay.
Hey, Tim, so, I don't know what I'm doing with that, bro. You think I leave it alone? That's it. That's it. Hey, look.
Let's talk about it.
Look. I don't say this that often, but I'm not going to follow that. Yes, sir. I'm going to go on. Yes, sir. Y'all, whoa. You can drop the mic. Just don't drop it on the floor. Wow. You don't need to say nothing else. That was it. Boom. Whew. I was talking about now live him. Ooh-wee. Goodness. Okay. All right. I'm bringing y'all back up here. Wow. Whew. Man, that was powerful, wasn't it? Ed, just my, give me a little air, bro. Whew, I'm getting hot up here. No, I'm good. Wow. That was tough, wasn't it? Go ahead.
I just wanted to add on to what she said. Women know women.
Okay.
And if you chose to be with me, I'm your future. I'm your present. I'm the mother of your kids. Trust me.
Okay.
I don't like her. We don't like
her. All right, we got one more, and then I'm going to move on. Uh-oh, got a rebuttal? Oh, no, you next. Uh-huh.
Okay. I feel what men need to understand...
What men need to understand.
...is that women, a wife doesn't want another woman in their space.
Okay, okay.
You know, you just want to be the one and only. And if you're the one and only, and it's not being vindictive or whatever, it's a sense of something. When Daniel was working at Philip Morris, I told him, I said, beware, you know, somebody coming up to you with pies and stuff. Don't bring home no pies to me. Don't do none of that. I'm not, stay, you know, just watch.
Okay.
Because, like you said, we know how other women operate.
Okay.
We get in conversations with other women and the things that other women do to other women.
Okay.
It's not nice to get a man.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
You know, so we know.
Okay.
So listen to us.
Okay, all right, okay. All right, Dale, go ahead. In a minute, we're going to have men on one side, women on the other.
Hold this place. You got my back.
Dale, what you got? Okay, for the sake of argument.
Yeah. Listen to what J.M. Sam about Core.
But she wasn't talking about Core.
I just
trying to bring him in. Yeah.
Let's say that Core had an issue with Ashley.
Okay, all right.
And she said, Core said, I don't want you to talk to her.
Okay.
How would Jazz feel about that?
Okay.
That's all.
Okay.
Good question.
Y'all want to mess with that? All right. She says. So he said reversal. Okay. Okay.
Sister. Okay. Who was in the wedding?
Uh huh.
And Daniel said, "Well, I don't want you talking to you know, hanging around with her anymore.
Okay.
Because, you know, so, and what I did was I was kind of, but I scaled back because I'm trying to respect his wishes.
Okay, okay.
Because maybe there was something, maybe a conversation could have happened that I don't know about, or something that he saw or whatever, and he's looking out. So, yeah, I would respect, I respect his wishes. Okay. And, you know, and so, but anyway. Yeah. Okay. So, but we're still friends, but we're not boos because now he's the boo.
Gotcha.
You
okay.
understand?
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. All right. I got one here and one here. They ain't never let it go for it. I don't think so.
So, Pastor, I have a question. So, okay. let's take away from marriage, but family.
Okay.
So, when it comes to, of course, honoring your mother and your father. Now, you know my situation.
Okay.
I'm not going into detail. Okay. But when it comes to family, especially a mother, right?
Okay.
A mother already has discord with the opposite side of the family.
Gotcha.
You have an experience of discord.
Okay.
Now, if that person tells you not to have a relationship with that side of the family because she has experienced something 20 years ago.
Okay.
Right. And you're building that relationship with that side of the family. What do you do? Do you try to say, hey, I want to be logical about the situation. You may have gone through that, but I have not. Let me try to test the waters out. Or do you go ahead and honor that side?
So if I am an adult, I need to make adult decisions. I choose to get to know this person based off my experience and not based off my parents. That was the question you asked, correctly? Okay. All right. So based off me being an adult, I choose to get to know this person based off my experience. You're talking about parents. You're not talking about what we talked about earlier. So I choose to experience this person for who I am interpreting them to be. But a person can only talk to you about what you tell them you are experiencing. So if I know this is discord, and I'm talking about parents, just like the question you asked, I'm not going to go over and talk to Sally and then come back and tell Betty that I talked to Sally. Because you can only ask me about what I tell you about. And that's a mistake that a lot of people make. You follow me? Okay. All right. Wayne?
What I'm going to say to Jasmine, and I'm not saying it applies to Corey, but sometimes you tell a person not to do something, it's human nature that they're going to do it.
Okay. You know, okay.
So. All
right.
Maybe
just, all right. Everybody good?
The prayer.
I'm going to go back here. Okay. So Holy Spirit, y'all repeat after me. Holy Spirit. Because I want to know the answer. Would you mind telling me the answer so that I can receive it and I can walk in it? In Jesus' name. Y'all okay with that? So let me know what the Holy Spirit tell you. Because y'all deeply rooted in this thing. Not deeply rooted in him, deeply rooted in this. All right, let me go to the next slide. Ooh, this was good. Can I go share? You are well constructed upon him. You know your way around the faith. And we've shown that this morning. You know your way around the faith, right? Because I asked you guys, how do you operate in it? Now do what you've been taught. School's out. Quit studying the subject and start living it. Quit studying the subject. School's out. You should know how to pray. You should know how to lay hands on the sick. And I should is a very, very, I don't use that word a lot. Let's say, you have the opportunity to lay hands on the sick. You have the opportunity to pray. You have the opportunity to speak to the evil spirits and tell them where to go and what to do. What else we have the opportunity to? We call on the Holy Spirit, just like what I did just now. What else we have to? School's out. Porter, my hope is, you give him a mic for a second. My hope is, what have you seen different, if anything? This is like your third year of teaching Dave Ramsey? Second year? Okay. We hit it over there. So I taught it. A third year, okay. Yeah. I taught it 1 year. So have you seen a difference in either the questions or in the growth? And be honest.
I've seen
you're going to be anyway.
Yeah. I've seen some people have shared things that were encouraging about, you know, eliminating debt, changing their lifestyle, and in some ways maybe not encouraging. You know, like you said, just being honest that
I think taking it from the book and from the DVDs and actually applying it can be difficult at times because there are things in there that may seem counterintuitive to people.
Okay.
And that's what we talked about last week was, you know, this guy that's teaching the class, you have to just take it for what it is because he's got a proven track record.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so I've seen, I hope that people have heard that and said, you know, it's nothing personal.
Okay.
It's nothing against you. Okay. It's just that if we are going to succeed, we've got the person there.
Okay.
Not in person, but that can teach us and say, hey, here's what you need to do.
Okay.
Just do it to coin, you know, Nike's term.
Okay.
But it is encouraging to see people. People came up to me after the class last year and were like, hey, I paid off this credit card, paid down this debt. I didn't take out a loan for X, Y, and Z.
Okay.
So there are definitely some encouraging things, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Appreciate it. All right. Any other questions about Dave Ramsey? I just wanted to get a check because in every area, guys, we should not be in the same place, and I'm using the word should on this one. We should not be in the same place we were last year in anything. It should have shown some type of growth. If you only did a baby hair, you should have shown some type of growth. Because life is moving quickly and the attacks can come. You should be able to, should. I'm using should because this is where we should be. We should be in a place where we don't need to call somebody now to pray for us like we did last year. Nothing wrong with calling somebody. But we, if we've been in ministry a while and we reading the word, we studying, we praying, now repeat after me, say, Pastor said, it's okay if we need extra prayer. But if you got a headache, you shouldn't have to call Sally like you did last year. You should be able to speak to the headache and command it to leave. Am I lying on anybody? Financially. If we got $1 more than we had last year, we ought to at least have that $1. If we're living him, start living it. Y'all okay today? Am I asking for too much?
No.
I mean, come on, guys. We had two kids come up and give a testimony. Two children. And come on, how come we can't give a testimony? Now, these two children grew enough, and they don't talk to me about J and J2 that it's not working. Because I'm going to get real upset with you. Because this Drew, he was listening to me in Thursday night service. When I told you guys, I said, have fun with it. That's the other part of the testimony he didn't give, was when he told his mom, he remembers the cleansing prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I recognize that the sickness and evil that I encounter is more than my humanity can bear. So cleanse me of any sadness, negative thinking, or despair that I might have picked up during this time of prayer and ministry. Come, Holy Spirit, renew me, cleanse me anew. He quoted that. So he's sitting over there one day, and I'm talking about, if you got a task to do, have fun doing it. So when his mom told him about the toys, he turned to his mom, he said, okay, let's have fun doing this. I gave y'all an assignment a few weeks ago. I said, some of y'all look like you need to have fun. You know? As a Christian, guys, it's okay to take Jesus serious, but Jesus smiled too. He said that, you know, when children came around him, I mean, he wasn't serious all the time. The apostles, what'd they say? Let's get the kids out of the way. He said, no. Let them stay with me. Such is the kingdom God made for. Just ask the Holy Spirit sometimes. Say, Holy Spirit, am I too serious? Can I smile a little bit? You know? That's all I'm saying. Let's live him. Amen. We went all the way. We went everywhere today. Yes, sir. What they call potluck? Whatever they call it. We added everything. The only thing we're missing was the bacon. All right, let's do our creed. I'm going to pick this up on Thursday night. Holy Spirit, talk to anybody yet about that question y'all asked? Okay, he got it? Okay, all right. I stir up the gift that is within me by faith. I'm stirring.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan.
If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.